There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. He, a grand little lad, were young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean. The waves, they were spiddling and small. There were no wrecks and nobody drowned. In fact, no to laugh at it all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they'd lions and tigers and camels, iron, old ale and sandwiches too. There were one great big lion called Wallace. His nose were all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now Albert had heard about lions, how they were ferocious and wild. To see Wallace lying so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway, brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with its horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, 'cause giving a kind of a roll, it pulled Albert inside the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. Then Pa, who had seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion, that Albert." And Mother said, "Well, I am vexed." Aye, and that's not all. I'll finish story on to the side. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "What a nasty mishap. Are you sure that it's your boy he's eaten?" Pa said, "Am I sure? There's his cat." The manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Pa said, "Yon lion's at Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too." Then Ma said, "Right, right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert, and after we've paid to come in." The manager wanted no trouble. He pulled out his purse straight away, saying, "How much to settle the matter?" Pa said, "What do you usually pay?" But Mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone. She said, "No, someone's got to be summoned." So that was decided upon. So off they went to the police station in front of the magistrate chap. They told him what happened to Albert and proved it by showing his cat. The magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame, and he said that he hoped the Ramsbottom would have further sons to their name. At that, Mother got proper blazing, and "Thank you so kindly," said she, "but waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions, not me."